Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Good morning to one person, even more than the rest of the others. And that is Amy.
It's her birthday. Yeah.
Extra good morning to you, Amy. Happiest of birthdays.
41.
Yes. How do you feel?
I feel great. Mm-hmm. I feel really good. I feel like kind of the same as I did earlier this
Very
week.
Uneventful.
Very uneventful. Very uneventful, but, you know, hey, I'm going to embrace my 40s.
Here's a voicemail we got about your birthday. Well, their birthday, too. Here you go.
Morning, studio. I just want to say to Amy that I'm so envious of your birthday weekend away and being alone. My husband and I have two babies. Our daughter just turned 2. Our son is fixing to turn 1. My birthday was a few days ago, and I had been telling him I just want a weekend away. I wanted to go just a couple hours away and just stay and relax, and he said no. I argued that people in his family get to go away alone all the time, and he said, well, they're not moms. There you have it. Maybe someday I'll get my weekend alone, but have fun and be safe. Happy birthday.
What? Oh, I will try to have some extra time alone for you, and I will send you the love. I'll send you the alone energy that I get. I don't like that response.
Yeah, it's not good.
Because he's a dad.
And also, it's not a week.
Yeah, she's
it's a weekend. Maybe he's scared just to have the kids himself.
I get that.
Maybe. Or he, who knows, his work schedule, like the things they would have to maneuver to make that happen. I get that. This is a gift. Like, I have so much gratitude for being able to do that this weekend. So,
by the way, I'm going to need you to work this weekend. Sorry, I'm just now remembering. I got a couple of voiceovers I'm not going to be able to have until tomorrow, but I need you to be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today is Amy's birthday, so we will celebrate that a little bit as we go. And Amy doesn't want a gift, but if you want to go and get a Pimp and Joy shirt from BobbyBones.com, that always goes to charity, and it's going to go to Amy's kids' orphanage that needs some help, the orphanage she got her kids from. Okay, Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg hosting American Song Contest, a live state versus state showdown for the best hit song. Your vote picks the winner, so show the country artist some love. American Song Contest, Mondays at 8, 7 Central on NBC. All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag, yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Once a month, I've been a team player. When my wife wants to have ladies' nights, I make myself scarce. I know my role. But now I want to have some work friends over for some cards. And it's all drama. My wife has shot down any idea to have these guys over for poker and beers this weekend. Oh, and no, she doesn't want to play. She's just being difficult. What's the best play to get her to go out with the girls without making it into a bigger deal than it needs to be. Signed, DJ. Amy, I'm coming to you here because he's having an issue with his wife.
I feel like the obvious thing here in like a gentle way is to remind her like of how she has girls over and you go do stuff and it's good for her. Like that probably fills her cup up and you need your cup filled.
I don't know that she has girls over to the house. Oh. It sounds like she's having girls' nights.
Oh, okay.
And he wants.
He said he made himself scarce, though.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm, yeah. That's like him leaving the house or and giving her the home.
Yeah, good point, Amy.
Yeah.
So I just feel like he can remind her of that. Like in
I need to know who these dudes are. If they're slobs, if they're slobalicious, we don't need to have them over at the house.
But
they're his friends, though.
But he can clean up. He should promise, I'll clean up everything.
Now we're getting somewhere.
You don't have to do anything. No expectations. I'll handle the food, the drinks, the cleanup. Like, I want you to go have your time, and I really would love to do this with the guys. And then maybe, to your point, like you say all the time, Bobby, compromise, even though she's already having girls' night, does he need to throw something else on the table? Like, is there something that you would like to do that I can help support? Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
I like it. I hear a dude wanting to bring his dudes over, and she says no. I think it's probably because the dudes he's bringing over. Hmm. Like, that's why I don't think anyone's going to go, well, I get to do this, but I'm not letting you do that if it's the same thing.
He did say work dudes. He could also remind her, hey, like, this is good for my work environment. You know, my job's true. Important to me. Stuff like that.
What Amy's point is you need to perfect your presentation.
Build your case.
Don't just get angry.
Don't get angry. If you get angry, you're asking for trouble. Mm-hmm. There's no anger here. We need to be gentle,
like
concise,
this.
Calm, mm-hmm. understanding.
I think, too, you can even write out all of the points that Amy is making, but all of your points, and then present them to her spoken. And it's easier whenever you could get upset about something to actually communicate that because you've already written it down.
Make a list of all the reasons why this would be good for you. And then in a different column, make a list of all the reasons why you love your wife.
I love a column.
Read those. Read those to her at the same time.
I like
it. In one of the things that you love about her, it's how she's willing to compromise.
Oh, I don't know that I'd try that one because I think she's going to see right through that one.
No, sometimes I have to do this with my kids. Like, I remind them that they're kind. Like, I say, you're a kind person. Like, this is not kind. But, like, you're reinforcing, and then they're like, oh, yeah, I am kind. Mm-hmm. So I should be kind. He could do that.
I like it. Here's what Amy says, and I'm on her side, that you just need to perfect your presentation as to why it would be fair for you to get to have this. You also have to live up to your end of the bargain that you give her.
Yes.
And if you don't say you're going to clean up, then it's over.
Yeah. You just screwed yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go.
For next time.
DJ, good luck. I think this will work for you. This is coming from a wife herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think there's something wrong with these dudes, and the wife knows it.
Yeah.
But we'll make sure.
And then, well, talk to your boys and be like, hey, guys, like, don't be messy slobs when you come over.
Play it cool. All right, there you have it. DJ, good luck. Hit us back once you have tried this. If this doesn't work, we'll send her like a cameo from Ray or something begging.
Yeah.
That'd be good. All right, that's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
There's something for everyone on Discovery Plus, the streaming home for armchair detectives, nature fans, and anyone who loves 90 Day Fiancé. Stream true crime, documentaries, relationships, and so much more for as low as $4.99. Discovery Plus, start your free trial. Terms apply. Don't forget, big day. Today's Amy's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
There she is.
Thank you.
Doesn't look a day over 25.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Wow.
You're lying.
Yeah. For her birthday, she has asked, not a gift for herself, but if you go to our website, bobbybones.com, and you get something that is our Pimp and Joy gear, which it all goes to charity. We've never kept a single dollar from it. Any of the money that's raised this week for Amy's birthday goes to the orphanage that she met her kids and, you know, her kids grew up in.
Yeah, my kids lived there. I still know a lot of people there. It's a very special place in my heart, and they've just some recent needs have popped up, like, this month. And I thought, oh, wow, well, this would be cool if we could use my birthday as a way, because listeners have sent gifts and they're very kind. So
and
maybe
we pawned them all for the orphanage.
Correct. No.
Pawned every gift.
That Gucci bag.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, bobbybones.com to see all the stuff that goes towards supporting them. And you can be a part of making a big difference in some needs they have right now.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's for your birthday. For your birthday, I'm going to let people buy shirts.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's very tacky. Why not? And yeah. every time you yeah, wear it, it's a reminder. Yes. Like I helped others by buying this shirt, and it'll help you think of them, maybe pray for them. It's a conversation starter.
Let's now go to Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
All right, these are the five most fun facts as curated by Amy. Let's go.
Number five.
So if walking the Great Wall of China is on your bucket list, well, you should know that it would take you around 18 months to walk the whole way. It's more than 5,500 miles long.
I mean, I think it on the interstate near my house, when I'm like, man, this takes forever to fix. It's like 2 months, and I'm like, oh, this will never be the same. Imagine how long it took to build that thing.
I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
What?
Stop.
What? I didn't hear it. What?
Okay.
Number four.
What? I didn't say anything.
Nothing. Okay. I was waiting for you to say, and yeah, Great Wall of China was my nickname in college.
Great Wall of China?
That'd be a weird nickname. What are you talking about?
All right, go ahead.
So Elmo testified before a congressional subcommittee in 2002 on behalf of music education. He's the first and only non-human who's ever testified before Congress.
How did they let that happen? Like, the judge was really cool with,
yeah, I know, Elmo here. Like,
how did that go down? Come on. Elmo, put your hand on the Bible.
That had to be more of a performance than it was actually something that mattered. Okay. Right?
It happened. I mean, maybe we should,
Big Bird's going into for like voting committees.
He's in handcuffs.
Maybe we send Sesame Street to talk to Putin.
Oh, okay. What's next?
Number three.
So octopuses are one of the most intelligent animals on Earth. They're capable of using tools, solving complex puzzles, escaping captivity, and planning for the future.
I won't eat an octopus. Since I watched my octopus friend.
Teacher.
I won't eat an octopus. Now, for some reason, I'll still eat a squid. Or I'll eat some calamari.
Not the same.
Not the same. Hey, those dum-dums don't deserve it. But an octopus? I watched that thing and was like, wow, they're as smart as we are.
Number two.
So loud sounds can interfere with visual processing. That's why you may notice that when you're trying to parallel park or look for an address, you turn down music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Because I do it, and then I'm like, why? That didn't matter one bit.
I know, we all do that.
You're somewhere in your brain.
You only have so much capacity for...
You're like, I got to turn this down so I can concentrate.
Like, only so much stimulus, period. Mm-hmm. So you turn down that to your ears. That is interesting. I'm also, if we were rating 1 to 10 on parallel parking, 10 being the best parallel parker, I'm about a 2.5.
Oh, not very good.
I'm the best.
I'll go up and then I'll turn my blinker on. Like, and I already feel bad because I've stopped traffic and I've got my blinker on to go back into the right, and there's a car behind me, and I'll back up and go forward. Then I'll be like, oh, I almost got this. Then I'll back up and go forward. And then I'll look at the car and they're like, what's happening? And I just drive off.
Don't they sell self-parking cars? Right, yeah. I've seen commercials of that.
Yes.
You should get one of those.
I had one.
Oh.
And I didn't trust it. And traded it in.
You didn't trust the self-parking car? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, because if I hit a car, what do they say?
Sorry.
I just pointed at the car. He did it. No way. All right, what else? Let's go.
Number one.
So in 1970, a woman filed a $100,000 lawsuit against God, accusing him of negligence for allowing a lightning bolt to strike her home and burn it to the ground. She won by default when God failed to appear in court.
Okay.
Did Elmo show up as a witness?
Paid it?
This all just seems like...
But who paid it?
Yeah, I don't know.
God, I guess.
But with real money?
Weird.
What if $100,000 did show up in her account out of nowhere, though? What
oh,
if,
she's wow.
She's like, and they didn't know where it came from? That would be the greatest.
And the check is just signed by G.
Yeah.
And then she has it, and then it just disappears.
Wow.
Okay, I was debating with that one, with another one. So because it's my birthday, I'm going to do a bonus one. Okay. So which one do you think has been around longer, Netflix or Google?
Well, the answer, I'm going to tell you which one it is without actually knowing, because I can read you.
Okay,
so the answer is going to be Netflix based on how you asked the question, because we would all assume it's Google, because Netflix has only been in our life for a while. However, they've actually been grinding it out, sending off DVDs and doing that. I'm assuming from before Google.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
I'm only reading Amy's face as a poker player would.
Mm.
And Amy, the answer is?
Well, Netflix was founded in 1997.
Google?
And Google was founded in 98.
Oh, you're right.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
You're
he
welcome.
Read you like a book, Amy.
That's right.
All right.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! I'm a big Haley Witters fan. She was in studio a few weeks ago, and she has a new album out today. But while she was here a few weeks ago, I said, hey, I want to record some stuff with you for your album release day because I just love what you do musically. And so here, this is Haley Witters just talking about her new album. And maybe you'll check it out because she is fantastic. And I believe I start here asking her about a song on the record. So enjoy this and enjoy the record today.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Haley Witters is here. Your new album is out today. Haley, if I were to say to lead me to one song on this record, because I have all the clips here, what's the one song that you think if people heard it, it represents you in this record?
Boys Back Home.
Okay, here's a clip of Boys Back Home. So that's Boys Back Home. What you wrote that song with Brandi Clark, who's one of my favorite people, mm-hmm. and Jesse Joe Dillon. So when you write Boys Back Home, you walk into the room, and where does that come from?
I was just thinking a lot about the boys that I grew up with. You know, I mean, I got my first kiss from a good old boy with a fat bottom lip full of wintergreen skull.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, those boys, like, I dumped that boy. But they really do hold a soft spot in my heart. I mean, those are the guys that taught me how to drink, sitting around a fire, you know, driving their truck somewhere, how to fight, how to stick up for myself, how to kiss, how to cry. And we were just, you know, wanting to sing kind of like a nostalgic, sweet love song about that. And, you know, and I was the girl in their shotgun seat, you know, dreaming about getting out of there and leaving and singing along to the radio. And so it just feels like a song for those guys, I guess.
Haley
the boys
Witters
I grew up with.
Is here talking about guys she kissed with skull in their lip.
Yeah.
Where I come from, most of the dudes dipped or yeah. chewed yeah. where I come from.
Chewed.
Did you ever try it?
Okay, I have the worst story because I had braces when I tried it.
So you did try
it? I did try it, and I had braces when I did it, which is super disgusting. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, I grew up, too. Like, my dad, you know, dipped Copenhagen, all that. My brother has a story accidentally, like, drinking out of his spitter when he was little. So my mom always used to get so mad at my dad. But I guess I kind of grew up around it, you know?
The album is out today. It is your third album. It's called Raised. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what's the takeaway? We're going to hear this album, and how is it going to be different than the first two?
The Dream was a record that I kind of had to make. It was about my Nashville experience here, 12 years in a 10-year town, feeling very brokenhearted by the industry. You know, a record I had to kind of make to talk about my time here, but Raised feels like a prequel to The Dream a little bit. If The Dream is the brokenhearted singer-songwriter waiting tables, trying to make her dream come true, hanging on 12 years. Raised is going back to why that girl hung on, why she was the way she was, the people, the place that inspired me, encouraged me to chase country music, supported me for all these years. And so, yeah, I'm excited to get to, you know, dive in and show my fans kind of who that girl is and where she came from.
Where did you wait tables?
Richard's Cafe in White's Creek.
And what was that like for you?
It was wild because, oddly enough, Richard's was one of the first places I ever played in town. When I first came to town, I don't know how I found it. It was out in White's Creek, Tennessee, little mom and pop Cajun joint. And I walked in and I, you know, booked a gig and I called my mom. I was like, you better get down here. I'm going to get discovered. I'm going to get a record deal. You know, it's like month one. And she comes down and the whole family's there and I play and I did not get a record deal, obviously. But then, weirdly enough, 10 years later, I was walking through those same doors again, only this time asking Richard for a job waiting tables. And he hired me, and I waited tables, and I saved that money to make my record, The Dream. I didn't have a label, didn't have management, I didn't have a publicist, none of that. And I just put up 10-year town on my Instagram, and you know, all these artists in town started posting about it, and it literally changed my life. I mean, I got a call from Maren Morris, like, to go open her Girl the World tour, and I told Richard, you know, I got to put in my 2 weeks. He was actually breaking up with me that day because he sold the restaurant, and I didn't know it. But, you know, I worked my last shift on like a Monday, and by Friday night I was standing on the stage at Radio City Music Hall, me and my guitar, singing Tenure Town for New York City. So it just literally changed my life.
Man, what a great story.
I know, goosebumps right now.
Yeah,
she tells
really
it.
Good. It's crazy. I hope you didn't make that up, because that's a good one.
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. That one's true.
Haley Witter, she has a new record out today. I'm a massive fan. It's called Raised. It is, if I'm right, I believe it's 17 songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
It took you all 10 years in town to make all those songs.
Yeah. It did.
That, really great. I hope you guys check out Haley Witter. She's one of my favorite artists. And congratulations on the album, Haley.
Thank you. Bones.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood released a new song called Ghost Story.
You'll hear a noise where you know the voice and you'll tease it down the stairs. You'll look around, not a single sound, cause there's no one even there. I'm gonna be your ghost story.
Charles Kelly released a new solo song. It's called Georgia On My Mind.
Just an old sweet song keeps that Georgia on my mind.
El King shared a new song called Out Yonder.
You can keep your mouth running, El Jesus, is why I love you, but that don't mean I do. So take your front page to face petty ass drama and leave it out, leave it out, leave it out yonder.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, Jackie, she runs Salty Cats Rescue Group, and when there was wildfires approaching her center, she had to board up, find a way to like take these cats out,
transport all
86
the cats.
Of them, including one bunny, and she didn't have enough cages to do it all at once or like the hands. She's one person. She said she doesn't even know where these three men appeared from. But three strangers arrived out of nowhere, Brian, Scott, and Scott, and they helped her. Yeah. Like, they were able to just miraculously get all of the cats out and to safety, and she is just so thankful. She posted on Facebook that everyone is doing good, and she wanted to shout out to other people that gifted new beds, blankets, and toys. The cats absolutely love everything, and just thanks for all the support.
Sometimes, when you think there is no way to actually get through something, something maybe even divine comes through. For example, loaves and fishes.
Oh, yeah.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
The feeding of 5,000.
Yeah.
And here we have Brian, Scott, and Scott.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Wow.
86 cats and a bunny now safe because of them.
Same.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
College basketball fans, join the action on the court during the biggest tournament of the year with DraftKings Sportsbook. Turn your team's victory into your own big win. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $200 in free bets. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still join the college hoops action with DraftKings Pools. Everyone can play free pools all March long for a shot at a share of $250,000 in prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code BONES. Bet $5 on any college hoops team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. If they win, you win with the promo code BONES this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 and up minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full list requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void or prohibited. Minimum $5 deposit. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 800-889-9789. In Connecticut, 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. It's all really easy trivia. Amy, you're up first. What's the name of the reindeer with the red nose?
Rudolph.
Correct. Follow your nose is the slogan said by the mascot Toucan Sam for what cereal lunchbox?
Oh, Fruit Loops.
That's correct. Good. Eddie, if you do something very precisely without any error, some may say that you got it right on the blank.
Nose.
Nose is correct. Good.
I see a theme.
I did
Morgan,
too.
What fictional character's nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
That's correct. Good. You all got it right. Nice job. Yeah. Round one. Very easy. We're playing to five to wear the tiara. Eddie is the three-time defending champion.
Wow.
Right now, Amy's got two wins. Eddie's got one. Lunchbox has got one. Playing to five. If you miss a question, you will hear this right here.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned. Not this early.
No.
Amy,
no.
Are you ready?
Ready.
How many inches are in 1 foot?
12.
That's correct. Good. Lunchbox, how many feet are in 1 yard?
3.
Correct.
Oh,
I don't like this.
I don't. That was.
Can we change topics?
Eddie, how many kidneys does the human body have?
2.
Correct. Morgan, if something is divided into quarters, it is divided into how many parts?
4.
Correct. Nice job, guys.
Okay.
Round 3. Which organ pumps blood into the whole body?
Heart.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the highest mountain in the world?
We'll go with Everest.
We'll go with it because that's correct.
Oh. Good job.
Eddie, what's the longest river on Earth?
Oh, my God.
Well, round 3, Eddie's struggling.
Oh, my gosh. The Amazon or the Nile? Not the Rio Grande. Gosh. Let's go with the Amazon River.
The Amazon River is wrong.
Bye. You've been booed.
Oh, my God.
The minute came out of his mouth, I was like, this is so good.
You knew, Amy?
Yes, the Nile.
It's the Nile?
Yeah. Don't.
Oh, all right. Man.
All right, good luck, guys.
That's I'm big out. For you guys. You guys,
that's huge.
Woo! Morgan.
Either way, it's a win. No matter who
Amy,
wins,
just
it's
play
a
the
win.
Game.
A Komodo dragon is the largest type of what reptile in the world?
What?
Oh my gosh. That's an iguana, so.
A Komodo dragon is the largest type of what reptile in the whole world?
What reptile? So not like, okay. I mean, I think they're not a lizard, iguana. I think it's iguana. Yeah, iguana.
Incorrect.
Dang.
You've been booed.
Much like Eddie, he said it. He didn't
There's
go with
lizard?
It. There's a lizard. Yeah.
Oh, lizard is the
reptile.
Man.
Wow. I don't even know what a Komodo dragon
thinking, like,
was.
I don't know, like amphibian or something.
Well, I said reptile.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a dragon. I thought it was a dragon. I was like, what's a dragon?
I'm just like picturing the fictional
yeah,
dragon.
Yeah, that's what I was
like
thinking.
Fire.
I was like, there's real dragons?
Well, oh you gosh. Two, you've both been eliminated.
Oh, that was hard. I don't even, Morgan, wow, that was hard.
Amy, Homo sapiens is the scientific term for what?
Is that us?
Homo sapiens.
Are we Homo sapiens? Like, or is that like a monkey or is it all of us? Us. Humans.
Correct. Humans is correct. Us, I would not accept.
But you know what I meant.
Yeah. Lunchbox. What U.S. state is known as the Sunflower State?
It's
a good one.
Sunflowers. Where do they roast those sunflowers? Oh, I know it.
What?
I know it. I was born there, Kansas.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I said it was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't know how that came to me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that in my life. Mm-hmm. This is...
Wow.
Amy.
This trivia is no joke today.
How many movies are there in the Toy Story franchise?
4.
Wow. Good. Quick.
Wow.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Don't ask me how many are in the Fast and Furious because I don't know.
I think 9, huh?
Yeah, we saw it all together for Mike.
Well, bigger than
I never want to go to the movies again. It was
F9.
That bad.
Yeah. It's so good.
Okay. Lunchbox, what is a male horse called? Why are you doing your lip like Elvis? Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first thing that popped in my head was stud.
That's why you did the Elvis thing?
Yeah, hey, baby, I'm a stud. Because you put them out the stud when they're done.
I think he's just saying words he heard in the Western.
What are you talking
about? Like when they're done racing.
No,
when you're done racing, like horse races, like Seabiscuit.
So you stud the good horses because you know their genetics.
Exactly. Yes. That's what you call it. And so is he called a stud?
A male horse, period. A male horse.
No, I understand. I understand. I'm just trying to, the only word I can come up with stud right now. I don't even know what a female horse is called, so... That makes it really hard.
I don't know this either, but would, Mike, would a female horse be a mare?
That's what I had in my head, but then I was thinking maybe.
But then you didn't say it. You just said you didn't have any idea.
But I thought maybe that could have been the man, so I didn't want to say it out loud and be wrong. So
we helped you out then.
Talking it out with you here.
Wow, you just got helped.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't really get helped.
Yeah.
I
mean, you just said
you that was one of your options.
Now you have eliminated
Mare. Hey, is it your turn?
Okay.
Thank you.
Lunchbox.
Oh, what? Major? A major? Is that something? Or mayor and major? A manger?
Hey, what's Bones, a manger? If he loses this, he's...
He's out. Yeah. A manger. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, that's true.
Was away in one. He was away in one, yeah.
Born in
away in a manger.
Thoroughbred is one. But that's just like... Is that a scientific name?
Mm.
Thoroughbred. He's a thoroughbred. That's a racehorse.
Now he is doing big and rich.
Ride a horse. Mm-hmm. No, save
a horse.
Save a horse.
A thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred.
Drinking suds and...
Man. Guys, I have no idea.
Lunchbox, what is a male...
Stud.
Stud.
Yeah.
The answer is a... Stallion.
Oh!
You've been booed.
So my wife calls me.
No, she doesn't.
Much like after the horse gets studded...
You've been boned.
There you go. There's the joke.
Yes!
Amy wins.
Amy didn't know that either.
Did you know that? A stallion?
Nope.
Amy, your next question would have been, what's the only fruit that bears seeds on the outside?
Strawberries?
Correct.
Yeah, wow. You were destined to win.
Yeah.
That was an easy one.
Wow.
Hit me with some more.
Well, no, I just wonder... Like how many Lunchbox, you want to know your next question?
Yeah.
In most humans, our center of gravity is near where?
Huh?
In most humans, our center of gravity is what part of the body?
Feet. Hmm.
That's weird.
No, belly button.
Really?
So he'd have missed the next two. He'd have got the next one right. So
I wouldn't understand that question. Like, I didn't really understand the question.
Well, Amy is the winner.
Yeah. Yes.
You have three wins now.
Yeah.
You're getting closer to heaven.
What's the final? What are we at?
Amy's at three. Eddie's at one. Lunchbox is at one.
Oh,
Morgan
my gosh.
He's playing. He's present.
Yeah, wow. I'm here for it.
All right.
I can't stop smiling.
Okay, Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg hosting American Song Contest, a live state versus state showdown for the best hit song. Your vote picks the winner, so show the country artist some love. American Song Contest, Mondays at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
This is Brett from North Texas on the voicemail line.
Good morning, studio. I just had a question. I was just wondering if y'all can send Lunchbox to another haunted house to stay the night in. Because I remember 2 years ago, y'all sent Lunchbox down to the Axe Murders house. And I just really would love to see that kind of content again here on the show. Love you, Bobby. What is up, Amy? And can I get a yeah from Ray Mundo?
Go for it, Ray.
Yeah!
I think last year we didn't do it because a lot of places were closed, pandemic, and two, his wife was pregnant. This year, we'll send him back.
We sent me to a Diamond Park. I mean, that's the same thing.
That's not haunted.
It
was a nightmare.
Okay.
It was.
He had nightmares during, not after. Yeah. Yes, Brett, we will work on that. I think that's an excellent reminder for Scuba Steve and myself to start planning now. Here is Sydney.
Hey, Bobby. My daughter,
Cassidy.
She's 8 years old, and she has a morning corny for Amy.
What tea is hard to swallow? A reality.
Ha ha. Anyways, we love you. Love listening to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Amy's corny comes up about 15. There's something for everyone on Discovery Plus, the streaming home for armchair detectives, nature fans, and anyone who loves 90 Day Fiancé. Stream true crime, documentaries, relationships, and so much more for as low as $4.99. Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Starbucks has announced a goal to eliminate disposable cups by 2025. That's like only 3 years from now. I'm like, that's a big goal. But they do have some solutions in place that they're testing right now. One of which would be a borrowing system where you pay a $1 deposit every time you order and take one of their reusable cups. And then it's refunded when you drop it off after use. And then they're going to have a third party clean the cups and restock them.
I'm sure that's fine. It sounds gross to me. I'm a big no germ type of guy. And there's germs everywhere. So I'm a hypocrite. That being said... I think that Starbucks has the actual power to change culture, though.
Yeah.
They're one of the few places that could go no more disposable. I love a disposable cup because it's just easy. I know it's not the best thing for the environment, but I just like the use of it. And I would like to be forced to change because I'm not going to change unless I'm forced. And the only people with that power would be Starbucks, Apple, Amazon-ish. Like, there's only a few companies that can do that. So good for them for hopefully helping the environment.
I mean, think about it. When you go to a restaurant, you use a reusable...
I don't want
to
think about it.
Okay.
I demand a brand new cup every time.
So once again, Labrador Retriever...
That's a good point, though. That's a good point, though.
You're welcome. Yeah. Labrador Retriever is America's most popular dog. So they put out this list every year. Actually, 31 years in a row now, that list has been out. And then Stanley, your dog, the bulldog, is in at number 6. So he made the top 10.
Anybody listening, don't get a bulldog. I'm telling you. And I love my bulldog as much as anything in my life. They are not made to live a long, healthy life. They are inbred. Some countries are not allowing them anymore. And he's miserable sometimes. So I love my dog. But I just feel bad for him.
Do you think that's why it's now at 6? Because bulldogs for a long time have been in the top 5. And now they're dropping.
Well, one spot. And he's like, you know, a lot's changed. They're now at 6. Well, what were they? Well, 5. I think that they're also expensive. I think that's... And I bet there's got to be like
the vet bills.
Yeah, and what's the dog, the one that gets stolen all the time?
Yes, that's French Bulldog is at number 2.
Yeah. I think those all kind of roll together
What's yours, in English?
Mm-hmm.
But the French Bulldog, those are getting stolen all the time. We don't hear of people abducting Labrador Retrievers.
True. And also, you can get a lab relatively cheap.
Yeah.
You know why you don't hear people stealing dogs like Stanley? Because they throw out their backs trying to pick them up.
They're so heavy.
Yeah.
German Shepherds, Golden Retriever, and Poodles are also in the top 5. And then I saw if you walk your dog, maybe you're trying to get some steps. I did see an article that said 10,000 was always the recommended if you want to prevent an early death. But now you just have
early death?
Okay, I'll write that down.
Now it's just 6,000. So yay.
Love to prevent an early death. Also, to your point about the cups in restaurants, I use
still
straws.
Still thinking about that.
No, I use straws.
So you don't drink out of like...
Almost never.
Coffee mug at a restaurant ever?
Why would I drink? I don't even drink coffee.
Or tea mug? Or you don't ever get hot tea?
A tea mug?
Yes.
They have
hot tea?
That means like you don't get like a steak mug when you have your steak? No, I don't drink that at restaurants. I always drink with a straw.
Okay, good point. So the last time Kelsey Ballerini was in studio, she told us she'd be releasing new music soon. And then she posted a snippet on TikTok of a new song called Keeping It Real. As it feels, keeping it real. It looks like it's part of her campaign with Ari. So no word if it's going to be released or a single.
I don't think it is.
It might just be the Ari thing.
Yeah. I could be wrong, and I've been wrong before. And if anyone sees me out drinking out of a hot coffee mug at a restaurant, don't post a picture. But I think this is mostly for that.
Well, yeah, because their campaign, that's what they're all about, is keeping it real. So I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
There's something for everyone on Discovery Plus, the streaming home for armchair detectives, nature fans, and anyone who loves 90 Day Fiancé. Stream true crime, documentaries, relationships, and so much more for as low as $4.99. Discovery Plus, start your free trial. Terms apply.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Liam Moore is a kindergartner, and they were learning about the war in Ukraine, and they were going to have a school-wide fundraiser for it. So he goes home, and he goes to his mom and says, Mom, listen, we've been learning about the war at school, and I want to donate all the money in my piggy bank. He'd been signing up saving up. He wanted a Superman and a Spider-Man action figure. He's like, but Mom, I got to give that money to everybody in the Ukraine. So he went in his piggy bank, just over $20. And donated it all.
That's awesome.
You ever get the action figures?
It does not say.
Oh. I hope so.
Okay.
Somebody.
If we can reach out to them and they did not get the action figures, I will buy this kid the action figures.
Wow, that's cool.
I don't know how to get a hold of them, but I'm sure Scuba can track them down.
Yeah, I mean, Scuba knows everybody. Liam Moore, dude.
I don't think he knows them. I think he can probably...
Scuba, just find Liam Moore kindergartner on Facebook.
Gotcha. Oh, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't search that.
Well, like, try to find his parents.
If you can find them and they haven't... This hasn't been accounted for... I will get that kid whatever he was saving up for, right?
Yeah.
Easily. All right, kiddo. Good job by you. Lunchbox, good story. Scuba Steve, don't Google kindergartners. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You know, not to bring up a sore subject, I know today is your birthday, and we do give you a hard time for not being the best driver. Although you did bring it up too. You said you have this app and you turn it on and it tells you how good driving you're doing, and mm-hmm. you failed the test to get better insurance.
63% positive. I don't know that that's failing, but I mean.
Yeah,
I,
D.
Okay.
Yeah, 60s.
Yeah, D fails.
Well, F is a fail.
No, F's fail, but D fails okay. too. Yeah, yeah. What happened yesterday? Where were you?
Chick-fil-A, and they have these rubber poles. And
it separate the two aisles, right?
Yeah.
The two lanes.
So I'm not in my normal car, so it's a little off.
Can I ask you why you're not in your normal car? I think for context, why are you not in your normal car?
Because we had to swap out vehicles, like, because there was a road trip happening. So I was like, that would be better, like, more safe, the car I'm in.
Wasn't your brakes risky. Being out?
No, I fixed those.
Oh, you did?
Fixed the brakes.
Because you had to get your brakes replaced because you ride them too much. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, go ahead.
So, okay. So I go, because my depth perception is off in this car, I run over the rubber pole and it bounces back. I'm sure
so
a lot of people, that's why they're
it.
Rubber and they bounce. That's. Because people hit them. Mm-hmm. That is why they are built the way that they are.
Anyone see you run over the pole?
Yes, so then my window's down because we're ordering, and the guy behind me rolls down his window and, like, very loudly starts giving me, like, a clap for, like, well done, like, nice one, nailed it. And I was like, okay, rude.
So if your depth perception is bad because of this vehicle that
it's
you're driving
car,
now,
yeah.
right. What about all the other times when you hit poles or you, because you hit
If you think about it, most of my accidents are not in my car.
I don't think about it.
Some have been, but most have not been. Uh-huh. They have either been in my husband's car, loaners, or rentals.
How yeah. does that make it better?
She says she's not used
she's
to
only
driving.
Trained to drive one vehicle, oh, apparently.
Right, right, right.
No damage done.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Did Chick-fil-A,
Shout out,
they
rubber,
laugh at you at
boing.
Chick-fil-A? They laugh at you at Chick-fil-A. They see it.
I mean, I don't know. The guy behind me is the only yeah. attention I got.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
So when two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef?
That's pretty good. I like it.
That was the morning corny.
That's a pretty good one.
Dedicate right. that to all my vegans out there.
Okay, Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg hosting American Song Contest, a live state versus state showdown for the best hit song. Your vote picks the winner, so show the country artist some love. American Song Contest, Mondays at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Ernest.
All right, I'm pumped to have Ernest here. And before we actually talk to him, which, by the way, hello, Ernest.
Hi.
Now, just pause for a second. I'm going to do a little sell of you, okay?
Oh, good.
I love this guy. He's got a new album out called Flower Shops. And he's going to play a song from it in a second. The song right now that is crushing the charts is Flower Shops. And here's a clip.
So, Mr. Octagon.
It's Ernest and Morgan Wallen right there. On top of that, he wrote Big, Big Plans for Chris Lane, one of the writers there.
You don't know I got some big, big plans.
I Love My Country from FGL.
I Love My Country.
Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s for Sam Hunt.
Sitting at the house.
More Than My Hometown for Morgan Wallen.
I Love You More Than
And Kane Brown won Mississippi. So, this guy's got it all.
Wow.
Just a few good ones.
All right, we'll be back after this break. That's the whole break I was just talking about. Ernest, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
You know, Eddie said he came in the studio and he said, hey, I saw possibly Ernest driving down the road. And he said, it looked like two cartoon characters. It could have been, because your car is a
75 Coupe de Ville. Yeah.
That was it.
And you, yeah, had to have been.
That was it.
What did you see inside the car?
Just two dudes, like, I mean, the music was so loud. We were at a red light, and you had pulled up next to me, and my car was shaking because you guys were jamming to something. It's almost like that TikTok video where you guys are just not talking to each other, but nodding your head, listening to something really good.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Who do you think was in the car with him?
Maybe Hardy. Just because you both had, like, trucker hats on. I didn't recognize Hardy. Maybe he didn't have glasses on or what.
But I think it was my boy Foley.
Okay. Classic Foley.
Foley.
It was Foley. Thing. Classic Foley.
That's awesome.
People are loving the new record.
Thank you.
You know, I had a radio guy that reach out to me and said, hey, I don't often say this. It's one of our guys that runs a station in South Carolina, just privately. And he says, this is the only record that I love every single song on it. And he said, in, like, 20 years.
Wow.
And so that wasn't him blowing smoke because you were doing an interview. He was just telling me that, you know, offhand because you'd come to the house and did the podcast.
That's wild. That's awesome.
I want to play a little clip here. This is Sucker for Small Towns. Really like this one. This is track one on his record.
I'm a sucker for small town road we can ride down, getting all lost on Saturday night. I'm a fool for a woman. You sure set the right mood, finding that country on the dashboard dial.
So this album has everything. It's got the slow ones that I love. It is a pure country album, and congratulations on it, man. It's really good.
I appreciate it.
When you make music, because you know you've written all kinds of songs for all kinds of people, how do you know what songs you want to keep for you and what songs you want to let somebody else record?
Pretty early on, while the song's getting written, I can have that emotional connection with it. When I start singing it, I know pretty well then and there. And in the same way, I know when it sounds like, if it's a Morgan song or Chris Lane or somebody else, if I'm going to let it go.
How many songs on Morgan's last double album did you write with him, or write, period?
11.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot. And you're doing these shows out with Morgan now. Like, what is it like to get, I mean, these arenas are packed.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the hardest part is not being able to play any of my Morgan songs in my set.
Oh, that's
in my
true.
Set. But no, it's great. His fan base is awesome, and they've taken me on well. And playing in front of any crowd is awesome when they're singing your songs back. It's just, yeah, it's the best.
Tell my friends here on the show, you moved off to an island for a long time. How long?
Yeah, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. I lived there for about a year, and we visit regularly now still.
And why did you move there?
Because at the time, my girlfriend's dad, now my wife, was looking for houses down there, and he went and took all of us with him for 6 weeks. We rented a house. And in that 6 weeks, we fell in love with the island. He found the house. So I stayed on the island with him while she went to college and gigged around like Thursday through Saturdays doing beach bar gigs.
Stayed with the girlfriend's dad and just played on the island for
He's
a year.
Amazing.
Do you feel like that's where you kind of found yourself musically, because you were just playing so many shows and you weren't making really any money?
I found myself entirely there, musically and spiritually. Definitely. The island's helped jumpstart whatever the rest of my life was about to be.
What is the rest of your life? I mean, what's it about right now? Ernest is here. Like, what do you say when someone's like, what's your life about?
Well, now I'm a family man, which is awesome. It's, you know, that the dream is happening perfectly, 'cause music and family. But having to find the balance between being a dad and a husband and going and doing the rock star thing too has been a challenge, but I'm lucky as all get out. They're supportive. Ryman's coming out with me this weekend on the road.
So. By the way, Ryman's his baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the building.
Okay. I was like, wow, the whole Ryman.
Ryman's my baby boy's name.
Ernest is here, and if you don't mind, I would like to start off with hearing you perform Flower Shops.
Sure.
Can you talk about the song, though, because you wrote it. Talk about you're sitting in a room, and you know, where'd the idea come from, and what does the song mean?
Yeah, so to be honest, the song that inspired this song is Good Year for the Roses by George Jones. And Ben Burgess and I were on our way to Mark Holman's to write that day. And that song came on a iTunes Essential playlist or whatever, George Jones playlist. And we looked at each other like, what a cool title. Burgess like, yeah, dude, we should write one of those. And I was like, yeah. He's like, we should write something like Good Day for Flower Shops. And I was like, absolutely yes. So we kind of talked it out, the character and what that song was going to mean, and had a lot of it written by the time we got to Holman's. And when we got to Holman's, picked up the guitar and started the... and it was in better tune at that time of the day. But in no time, we put melody and all the thoughts came to life, and we wrote the song pretty quick. And we knew then something was special, but we didn't know.
Here is Ernest.
Yeah, here you go.
Performing Flower Shops.
It's a beautiful day. She's been crying all night. All there's tears in her blues and bloodshot in mine. This bender's been bending, it's hell bound to break. My baby's had all she can take. So mister, I'll take your roses if you cut off the thorns. She can't take no more. How about violets and daisies to hide all the crazy? It's gonna take all you've got.
Oh, it's a bad day for love, but a good day for flower shops.
Ernest in studio.
Thank you.
It's a great song, man.
Thank you.
How did you get Morgan Wallen to sing that song with you?
I texted him the demo pretty soon after I got it back, just out of excitement, like, yo, dude, listen to this. And it turned into one of both of our favorite songs, and pretty naturally we started singing it together. We sang it together at a couple events, and then he pretty much announced that he was going to do it with me at a Whiskey Jam show, and then so Morgan said he was going to do it with me, and then we did it together.
At Ernest, you guys can follow him on Instagram. We'll be back with Ernest in a second. I'm going to ask you to do what cool songwriters do that have a lot of success, just to play me little clips of the songs you've written.
Okay.
Is that cool? Can we
sure.
do that?
Sure.
Also, and I haven't ran this by him, but can you, and I don't want to spoil it for our listeners, I tell him, can you rap my favorite song that you wrote for someone else? Just that little part of it.
Oh, you're talking about?
The young.
Hop up in a rave.
Not yet. Hold it. We will come
yes,
back.
Yes, I can.
All right. Ernest did something that I'm amazed by, I love, and I didn't even know he did it. We'll talk about that coming up next. We always talk about what we want to do and how we want to do things differently. If we want to save money, want to save, you know, time with family, HelloFresh allows that. HelloFresh is going to allow you to make meals that you'd never made, because, like, I'm not a chef. I can't make this fancy stuff. Well, let them teach you with easy instructions, with all the easy ingredients delivered right to your doorstep. HelloFresh offers these right to you. We'll save you money and hours at the grocery store. Farm fresh produce, calorie smart, carb smart recipe options. Let HelloFresh make it easier than ever to eat well. 50 menu and market items each week to choose from, so it never gets old. You can skip a week if you need to by the app. Be like, not this week. The chefs know how to make some great stuff too. Beef tenderloin and cheese fondue. You can make that. You can whip it up in your own kitchen. Get started today, HelloFresh.com/bone16, and use the code bone16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's the code bone16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/bone16.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Ernest.
Ernest has a new album called Flower Shops, the album. This is track 2 that I love, called Tennessee Queen.
Good God Almighty, you got it good. Got a couple acre Graceland way out in the woods. Sweet loving's got me feeling like a king. Oh, I can be your ever song. You can be my Tennessee Queen.
Ernest, you grew up here in Nashville, which is rare. You know, most artists that come through didn't really grow up here.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, did you ever see any cool country music artists just randomly in a restaurant or something?
Yeah, my cool country music artist exposure was Billy Dean. I was in third grade. And
Miss Billy the Kid.
Yeah, dude, I went to elementary school and middle school with Eli, his son, and Billy would like pick us up from school and take us to the pancake pantry. We go in through the back door, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. I'm not waiting in the lines.
That's something. Like, I guess when you're a kid, there are other kids. And they have famous dads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you don't think about
that. Yeah, that was my exposure to cool country artist Billy Dean.
Man, Billy the Kid was such a jam
back
in the day. Ernest is here. He's got the album. But he's also written so many massive songs for other artists. So I've picked a few that I really enjoy.
Okay.
And if you can give me just a little bit, like, you know, a little verse, a little chorus, or just chorus, whatever. Chris Lane, Big, Big Plans.
All right.
And now this song, if I'm right about this, because you don't know, I got some big, big, that song. But this was the song he proposed with?
He proposed, yeah.
So were you involved in the secret writing of this?
Yeah.
And record? I mean, like, what happened?
Well, Jacob Durrett and I started writing this song, and then it was kind of half done. And we showed it to Seth, manager, and he was like, hey, I think Chris is looking for a song to propose to. This would be awesome. Let's get Chris in to finish it. So we brought Chris in, custom detailed the song straight up, built it out just for him. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, he played her the demo at her family's house, and it worked. So I had a big part in that relationship working out.
Without you, they wouldn't be together.
They wouldn't have a kid.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. There's life on this earth because of Ernest.
Exactly.
Wow, that's not his. Okay, here is a little bit of Chris Lane's number one that Ernest wrote, Big, Big Plans.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait final, that yes and no line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall and what's in my head. She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a flight overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'm gonna put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know.
She don't know.
Yeah. One of the songs that you wrote that we played a little bit on this show, but it wasn't really like a country music song, was when Diplo did a country album, him and Morgan Wallen did Heartless.
Yeah.
And so when you wrote that, was that with kind of the Diplo-ish kind of beat behind it?
Yeah, we did. Me and Ryan Hurd wrote that with Charlie Handsome, and Charlie's an awesome pop hip-hop producer we work with a lot. And he had the drums smacking on that thing. So by the time we finished writing it, we actually kind of maybe manifested the Morgan Diplo thing. This would be awesome for Morgan and Diplo. And it turns out it was.
Just give me a little bit of that. I don't need a whole lot.
Why you gotta be so heartless? I know you think it's harmless. You're tearing me apart, and girl, the hardest part is you're so high on attention, taking miles from inches. Leave me in the darkness, never finish what we started. Girl, why you gotta be so heartless?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What if he played one and I was like, that's not a good one?
Next.
And I was like, you know, I heard that one. I never really loved it. I never really loved it. Do we have a clip of the Mason Ramsey?
Yep.
Okay, so Old Town Road came out massive. They put out a couple versions, and one had Mason Ramsey in it. We played it here. And so here is Mason on Old Town Road.
Hop up in my razor.
That's enough there. So I just wanted to, like...
We're good?
But...
set the mood.
They call... Lil Nas X, like, FaceTimed you in, like, the middle of the night or something like that?
Right after dinner time, Mason's manager... I got the call from the bullpen. He was like, "Smith, get loose."
So you ran up to a studio and
we recorded this verse that night, and it came out the next day.
Do you know the whole verse by heart right now?
I think I do.
Here he is, Ernest, doing the Mason Ramsey part that he wrote for Old Town Road.
All right. Hopped up in my razor, got 1,000 acres. Ride up on the cows with it, Betty, you don't phase her. Ow, yippee, okay. If you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way.
Hi-oh, yeah, come
yippee
on.
Yippee-yokai, if you ain't got no giddy up, then yes.
Did you ever meet Mason Ramsey?
Oh, yeah, Mason's little bro. I went on tour with Mason.
That's right, I saw that picture. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I opened for Mason.
I saw a picture of you in like a chain with Mason next to you.
Yeah.
This guy opened for Mason Ramsey.
Amazing.
Okay, I want to encourage you guys to check out Flower Shops, the album. The show, or the song Flower Shops is just killing it right now, but it's an entire album that just came out. I'm going to play one more track here. Here is track, let's do track 5, Comfortable When I'm Crazy.
Maybe I ain't no saint, I'm only comfortable when I'm crazy.
His name is Ernest, and he drives, let me get the right year, 1975 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. He blasts music, and he... has to be paying a lot for gas.
I've seen it.
Yeah, gas is not cheap.
Yeah, to drive that thing.
I ran out of gas pulling up to another radio show last week, so I drove my truck today, so we didn't have that happen
twice. Oh, no.
I'm happy for it, actually. I hope you were late over there, and it really destroyed their show.
Threw it to the trash.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. There he is. Follow him, at Ernest. Ernest, good to see you, bud.
Good to see you, too,
and
man.
I hope everybody checks out Flower Shops, the album, and checks out Ernest's podcast, which I've been a guest on. I don't guest on a lot of podcasts, but Ernest Podcast.
Yay.
Just Being Ernest.
It's called Just Being Ernest.
My favorite line in the Flower Shop song, I just am obsessed with the remove the thorns because she can't take any more like hurt and pain.
Exactly.
Like,
if you can do one little thing, make sure there's no thorns on there.
Yeah.
I would probably lie and say that was a true story. I like what you guys did. Like you bait George Jones. But I'd be like, yeah, it's happened to me.
Well, I told you it wasn't hard for me or Ben to go there. It's happened to both of us.
Yeah. That's what I like. He's modifying this. We're seeing it live.
Yes, here we go.
All right, at Ernest. Ernest, good to see you, bud. And we will hopefully see you soon.
Awesome.
There's something for everyone on Discovery Plus, the streaming home for armchair detectives, nature fans, and anyone who loves 90 Day Fiancé. Stream true crime, documentaries, relationships, and so much more for as low as $4.99. Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Jonathan Dodson's leaving his friend's house, and he saw that his daughter left Skittles in the car, so he started eating them. And all of a sudden, he breathed in, and no air was coming out. So he's choking. He choked on a Skittle, which seems pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
I mean, not super easy, but I feel like a Skittle could get lodged in there. So he pulled over, he got out of the truck. He tried to flag people. I mean, he couldn't breathe. He's outside the car waving people down.
Helpless.
Completely helpless. Everybody kept passing him because we don't pull over now. For the most part, people are like, I ain't stopping. I don't want to get robbed or mugged. So he remembers grabbing the back of his truck and then slamming himself into the truck, trying to dislodge the candy.
Wow.
Grant DeJean was heading home from a meeting, and he saw a guy bent over on the side of the road. So he pulled over. He grabbed him, started doing the Heimlich on the side of the road, and the candy came up.
Wow.
Now, the story doesn't end there. When Jonathan looked back at the man who saved him, nobody was there.
Okay.
He disappeared. No, that part I made up. He said, wait a minute. I know you. They both work in the same office together, and they pass in the hall, but they don't ever talk, really, because it's a big office. And so...
But they talk now.
How crazy that that's who pulled over. They work in the same office.
I love that.
And the fact that he pulled over at all and saved him, like, that's a great story.
He was like, oh, that's the guy I pass every day. I better see what's up. But that's a moment where you have to get extra dramatic with your situation. Like, you can't just try to flag someone down. Like, I was picturing, I would fall to my knees and be like.
You almost want to get out in front of a car. You almost want to stand in the road until they get close. Like,
that would be tragic.
And then jump out before they get there. Because they're just not going to stop.
Right.
You got to decide, choke or hit by a car.
You got to jump off if you're not hit. But you do need, if he's slamming himself into that truck.
That's crazy.
Great story. Glad he saved him. And now, they're best friends.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know.
But maybe.
Follow up. Yeah. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, Kelly Clarkson and Snoop Dogg hosting American Song Contest, a live state versus state showdown for the best hit song. Your vote picks the winner, so show the country artist some love. American Song Contest, Mondays at 8, 7 Central on NBC. All right, a voicemail from last night.
Hey, good morning, B-Team. Just wanted to call and wish Amy happy birthday. I just wanted to see if Amy had ever heard Happy Birthday song in Italian. I'm happy to provide it. Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amy. Happy birthday to you.
Bring on the Olive Garden.
Oh, that was awesome. Amazing.
Well, I don't know if that was Italian at all. The only thing he was doing differently was going, happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
That's funny.
Hey, I'll take it. I've never had that before, so that's cool.
Let's go and do the big stories.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Instagram's new parental controls are launching in the United States. The supervision tools were announced back in December of last year. The new controls will allow parents and guardians to set limits on the amount of time their kids can spend on the app. Oh, no. Caitlin's going to do this to me. Oh,
yes.
No. Oh, no. Cancel story. Receive notifications when they report and they report users, etc. The release of the company's first set of parental controls comes after they came under criticism for its negative impact of mental health on young users. The only hiccup for now, teens themselves will need to activate the controls.
Oh.
That's like going, all right, we've really got to be a little tougher on you, kid. You know, we got to come up with some stricter punishments. So what I'm going to have you do is come up with some punishments, and then I'll enforce them, but you have to set them for yourself. And you know what kids would do? Like, all right.
Pick something they don't like.
They just, okay, yeah, or put it on, and then they can take it off.
I'll stay up and watch TV all night.
Exactly.
Because, yeah. So for now, parents don't have access to the accounts if the kid actually set it up. That's from The Verge. A rich guy gave away $200,000 in free gas, and it caused huge traffic jams. A rich guy in Chicago bought all the gas, almost $250,000. But it ended up causing huge traffic jams all over the city because, well, everybody wanted free gas.
Yeah.
Here are people from the community talking about Willie Wilson's charitable gift.
This is going to be probably from here to Indiana in a minute because everybody wants this free gas.
I'm just thankful for the other day I bought some gas and then $50, I know.
I support what Willie Wilson is doing, let's be clear. I support him.
That's from WGN, ABC 7. People are mad at him because he backed up traffic. He refuses to apologize.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
Yeah, how can you be mad?
Once, back in the age-old year of 2005, on the infant known as the Bobby Bone Show, there was, again, a gas situation. I said, why don't we give away some free gas? But we didn't have any money. We had no budget. And so Lunchbox went out, and he said, all right, I got free gas for everybody. And people lined up as far as you could see. You'd look out at the horizon, and it was car after car. Now, we were idiots and broke. And so when they would pull up to get their free gas, Lunchbox would give them a can of beans.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No real gas.
They'd be so mad.
Or gas for your car.
So mad.
It was great.
But get it, gas. Like, stump.
But didn't you, like, have the cans, like, with the Bobby Bone Show logo?
Yeah, of course.
So it was good marketing.
Promo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were dumb. But you know what? It worked. Nobody was really that mad, were they?
No, no one got mad. Everybody laughed. They would get up and they'd be like, oh, you got me. Oh, okay. I waited 30 minutes for that. Oh, that's funny, though. That's funny. That's funny. Tell Bobby I'm going to kill him, but that's funny. Oh, that's
we wouldn't do that today.
We wouldn't do that today.
We had another thing once where Lunchbox was going to jump the station van by using a four-wheeler. And we built it up because we had watched like Super Dave or Evel Knievel.
Like physically jump it?
Well, yes. I had this idea and people were, don't kill the bit. That was what the bit was.
Okay, got it.
We just kept saying he's going to jump the van with the four-wheeler. And then hundreds of people showed up to watch Lunchbox, who had never jumped anything ever or maybe ridden a four-wheeler. And he took laps around the van. We had a ramp built.
It's like
laps. And he started acting scared. I don't know if I can do it. And then he pulled up to the van and pulled out jumper cables and jumped the van.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I can see how people get mad at that, but it's still funny at the end.
And then, what about the time that you put the puppy on the balloons and released it to the sky?
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah, but the puppy lived.
You really
did
that?
There was no puppy.
Oh my gosh.
It was a fake one. People kept seeing it though. It was a fake.
It was a stuffed animal.
And it went up in the air.
Yeah.
And floated off. Okay, more news. Daniel Radcliffe isn't interested in being Harry Potter for a while. If you're thinking maybe he will, since the big reunion, he says he doesn't think it's time right now to be involved in a film adaptation of the Broadway play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Radcliffe said, I'm getting to the point where I feel like I made it out of Potter okay, and I'm really happy where I am now. Morgan, would you like to see Daniel Radcliffe back?
I would. I would love to see them as adults in this new movie, but I do totally understand that he has made a career for himself outside of Harry Potter.
That is from the New York Times. Cursed Child is set 19 years after the final Harry Potter book and focuses on adult Harry, which would make sense if Radcliffe was in it, and it's Harry's son attending Hogwarts for the first time. So there you go. That'd be pretty cool if you're a diehard fan. A woman almost loses her leg after her skin-picking habit led to an infection.
Ooh.
A woman almost lost her leg after her habit became out of control. Lauren McKinney, 35, from Chicago, has suffered this psychological condition all of her life. It's an OCD. It causes a person to repeatedly pick, squeeze, and even bite at their skin. The habit, which can consume someone for hours in a day, it can last years and maybe never end for people. But yes, she has to avoid mirrors. She has to brush her teeth in the sink rather than the bathroom. Because if she looks at herself, she has to pick
like
at
kitchen
herself.
Sink or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she had a bad infection from it, almost lost her leg.
Wow.
That stinks. From the New York Post, that is that story. And then finally, a massive cargo ship. Another one, not the same one that went down last time with all the Lamborghinis and Porsches.
And
a massive cargo ship carrying cars sank in the Persian Gulf Thursday. Treacherous seas.
Wow.
Heavy winds. This thing was bigger than like a football field, this boat.
Yeah.
They saw it go down. Massive, millions of dollars. And that's from the New York Post as well.
That's crazy.
It's just crazy to me. Let me see how big this thing is. Maybe it was, a cargo ship longer than a soccer field. Okay, Lunchbox, I don't know about soccer.
Well,
is a soccer field longer than a football field?
It's about the same distance.
Oh,
okay. I mean,
maybe they're just comparing it because it's in a different part of the world.
They play more soccer there than football. It's actually football.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
It's probably a tie between the cargo ship and the water.
Nil.
Yeah.
Okay, nil-nil.
And so they just settled it. Eddie was telling me about a cargo ship that was fighting off pirates, like literal Somalian pirates.
I saw it on TikTok. I mean, it was like a real Captain Phillips situation where this cargo ship is just carrying a bunch of containers, but they see these boats coming, I guess Somalian pirates. I mean, they are hauling towards the boat, and they have cannons and machine guns. And
The cargo ship?
Yeah. The cargo people are like, all right, get your guns, let's go. And they start firing. I mean, it was a full-on Pirates of the Caribbean 2022. It was unbelievable. I didn't even know that was really, really, really happening out there.
Bet you that if you're traveling through that area-ish, you have to have people that know how to fight off folks.
Yeah, or you just don't go there.
And now also, you know, I remember when this was happening last time, we were fighting. This was a couple years ago, common, where boats would be over pirates to take them on. And so I was like, dang, why would you even be in that water? So I went and did some research. That body of water is roughly the size of Texas.
Oh, okay.
So it's massive. Yeah. And you can't put enough pirates out to take control of the whole water. But they are on that massive looking for things. So it does happen.
Like, I always thought pirates were cool. Like, that's funny. Like,
no, not
bottle
these.
Of rum. Ro-ho-ho.
But there's a documentary you should watch. Captain Phillips. Have you seen it?
It's a movie. And yes, I've seen it.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the Tom Hanks guy.
Yeah.
He really did well. All right, that's the news. Close it up.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
You guys are welcome to hop on the lines here. 877-77-BOBBY. We will talk in the next segment about a massive parenting mistake Eddie made. I laughed out loud. I'm not a parent yet. Hopefully I will be one day. But sometimes Eddie will do things as a parent that I don't relate to, but I think so funny. He's got four kids, and he's messing them up one day at a time.
Hey, look, hey, we're not perfect, right?
You're right.
We're parents. We're trying to figure it out, too.
This is a good one. All right, we'll come back next. I'm going to go talk to Susan in North Carolina, who's on the phone. We were talking about these ships out in the water, and there was another ship that was sinking full of really expensive cars. And then Eddie said he saw a cargo ship fighting off pirates on TikTok, and Susan wants to add to that. Susan, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, team.
Morning.
My son is actually a contractor. He's ex-Special Forces and works for a private company now and goes over for a month to 5 weeks at a time and works on cargo ships to actually fight those pirates.
So they bring on Special Forces to just fight off pirates just in case.
Well, these guys look legit.
Wow. So he's trained to fight, and he's not actually going somewhere to fight. He's just protecting what's on the cargo ships.
Right. Wow. He is just protecting the cargo ships.
Is he scared? I mean, I'm just thinking about me. I'd be scared. But I assume he's not scared.
No. These are pretty much all ex-military guys that work for the company, and that's their ex-military thrill-seeking.
You know, I guess that's why I'm not ex-military, because I'm scared
right, of
everything. Well, thank you very much. And if you get a chance to tell your son we appreciate him for serving, please do that.
Sure.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was up late last night, till after midnight. Yesterday, I'm going to say, was the single greatest day in college basketball history, just with all the games. Big winners, big lose, big upsets, big. It's just even the games that weren't upsets, there were some great games. And so pretty much watched all day. Watched Arkansas last night. We won closer than I had hoped, but we won. It was fantastic. Eddie let his kids build a bracket and put money in it.
First time.
And we had talked about this on the air. He said, hey, they got to build their own bracket and use their own $20 to get in this. So what happened yesterday?
Well, after the first game, I get a call because I'm still at work. And I get a call from my 8-year-old, and he's bawling. He's crying. I'm like, what is wrong? Michigan won, and I picked Colorado State, and it's not fair. It's not fair because
8-year-old's crying.
He had to split it with my 7-year-old, and apparently they were split on that decision, and he had picked Michigan, and the other kid had picked Colorado State, but they had fought about it, and he's like, I really wanted Michigan, but we had to go with Colorado State, and I'm so mad. I'm like, oh, boy, I think this is a big mistake because that was only game one out of oh, my gosh, how many games are there going
to
be?
Did you explain to him that it was just one game?
Yes, absolutely. And I said, hey, nobody knows anything. Mm-hmm. We're all guessing. He's like, guess who else picked Colorado State? Your dad. I did. It's okay. We're going to get through this.
Oh, wow. And, like, you've explained, like, this is just for fun.
But it's money. No, no, it's
no,
not.
No.
He has them gambling real money.
He knows he can win $500.
But he also knows he can lose
$10.
Yeah.
How are they doing, your kids, after?
Hey, they're in fourth place. And by the end of the day, they ended up being okay.
Fourth out of how many people?
30.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, dude, hilarious. You're okay. You're going to be just fine.
Does second and third place get any money in yours?
I don't know. I have to double check. Mm-hmm. Not sure.
Was watching the game last night, and I don't throw tantrums, but I am also childlike when I'm watching Arkansas play. And so Kaylin's sitting there, and she doesn't really like to sit. I pace. I say dumb things, and we were like down one in the second half, and I said, if Arkansas loses, it's going to ruin our entire weekend. And she had a calm talk with me later. She goes, hey, I don't think we should let the actions of 18 and 19-year-olds run our whole weekend. Like, it's Thursday night, and you're going, it's going to run the next 4 days.
It's Thursday.
And I said, but it would have, because I'd have been so sad for all. And she says, I understand that. And that's different. You can be sad, but we're not going to say it's just going to run. We're not just going to declare. Yeah,
like, don't put that out there.
We're not going to just declare it's going to ruin our whole weekend and then be puffy, wuffy. And so she's right. But I also was right. It would have ruined my whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I've one of my dearest friends, Matt Jones, who works for Kentucky Sports Radio. Kentucky lost.
Dang.
It's bad for them.
So his weekend's ruined?
He texted me this morning distraught.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to leave. I just want to get away.
I want to leave.
Yeah.
He said that?
and you know what? I felt that.
Yeah.
Like
But also, it's a choice to stay in the hurt. Like,
not really.
Yes,
my blood,
Amy.
It's in my blood, Amy. If it's in my blood.
Okay, I mean, I understand the disappointment, but to carry it days long. I get that it does suck, especially if you lose. So is the Kentucky out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then they have to watch the rest of the tournament.
Oh, they won't watch.
I wouldn't watch.
Okay, yeah. So they won't. Okay.
Here is voicemail number two. Read this.
Hey, I was just wanting to call and see if Amy would maybe have room for one more person on her nature sabbatical birthday getaway thing. As a Kentucky basketball fan, I could really use some sort of relaxing setting right now. Really going through it. Yeah, if there's room for one more, I would be happy to go. Thanks.
Now I'm going to be hosting like a retreat for people that are suffering from basketball depression.
I was almost there. But it's a great time as long as you don't have a team you're dyingly passionate about and they don't lose early. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So your birthday, what's the plan tonight on your actual birthday, which is today?
Yeah. I have a massage tonight. Mm-hmm. So, and then I think probably some Real Housewives probably, but then tomorrow, like some hiking, I have a therapy session that I'm going to do.
Out of state?
Virtually.
Your whatever this birthday runaway is.
Yeah.
Out of state?
I'm doing it's a virtual therapy appointment.
No, you're not hearing me.
Oh, sorry.
Your birthday that when you're going away is out of state.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to go out of state, but now I'm in state. Because it was like, there was no, it was a schedule, like, how much it was going to cost to go do all that. I was like, well, this is a little ridiculous.
How are you
going to
do your nature bath then?
I'm going to a
backyard?
New, no, I'm still staying away, but I'm going to like a new hiking place that I've never been to before, that I've always wanted to. So it'll feel like I'm away-ish.
You're staying in a hotel?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. No, it's a whole, I mean, and now my daughter might, anyway, it's like a whole thing, but I'm going to still have my time and it's still going to be therapeutic for me. And if anybody else needs to have a weekend like that, I don't really have room, but
don't invite.
I would not even say, give me any indication.
Yeah, but it's altered a little bit, but I'm okay with it. It's still going to be a therapeutic time for me, which is what I need and want.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to get a Pimp and Joy shirt today, all that money will go toward the orphanage that Amy's kids came from as her birthday present. Did you like the present that Caitlin and I got you?
Yes.
We both picked it out. It wasn't just her. Because I know it was so good, you must think it was just her, but it wasn't.
Okay, I totally thought the vibe was just her,
nope,
but
sure wasn't. Yeah. And of course, I don't get any credit.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean,
great.
Stop. It was awesome.
Classic.
Like, it was a very nice gift. So
not even a little
you.
Bit you thought it was
It hard? Was whittled down to a few things, and we decided together what it was going to be. We got a nice gift.
Well, you made a good call.
And then Amy's like, oh, I didn't think it was from you.
No, I'm just saying it had Caitlin's vibe written all over it.
Story of my life.
But no, I'm very grateful. Thank you for the gift. And yeah, thank you for people that are buying Pimp and Joy. And
Yeah, my kids lived at this orphanage for most of their life, more than they've been in America. So it's near and dear to my heart. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Happy birthday.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Daytona Beach, Florida. There was a drawbridge, and it's going up, 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 up. But this guy on his motorcycle is like, man, I'm not waiting for that drawbridge. And he's got a trailer behind him on the motorcycle. He goes around traffic, goes through it, and gets hit by one of those arms coming down. Boom! Knocks him off the motorcycle. Motorcycle and trailer go flying off the bridge. Luckily, he's unhurt, but they had to shut down traffic for 3 hours.
Oh, my.
I hope somebody got that with their phone.
Footage?
Like, saw it. Oh,
okay. They got to have security footage
because
of that, right?
Because if he's not hurt, that's pretty funny.
Like, Bones, this happened to me when I was a kid. I'll never forget it. We were with my family. I was with my family, and this guy on a bicycle, we were getting to a drawbridge, and it was about to go up, and the guy on the bicycle goes, man, I think I can clear it. And he takes off, and the drawbridge starts going up, and he had to, like, wheelie and hop it, and he almost fell in the water.
But he made it?
He made it, and I'll never forget that my entire life.
Wow, that's like a cool movie.
I thought he was going to be a bonehead. No, that's, like, the coolest guy in bonehead history. Once I was riding a horse, and I got clotheslined by a... Clothesline? Well, clothesline.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, hard. Yeah, we had a lot of... I didn't. My uncle had a lot of horses. He used to live on this big mountain that had horses all over the place. And so we would just go ride on bareback. And so we'd ride, and I was just... Dum, 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 dum. And I was like, oh, no, we're going toward the clothesline.
You literally got clotheslined.
By a clothesline, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Just I remember ripping me off.
Oh, man.
I was like 10 years old. Yeah, I mean, I was fine. But it reminds me of this guy. We got hit with the arm. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
So in a lot of these fantasy football leagues, ours too, if you lose, there's a penalty. Now, ours is just a financial penalty. Usually you have to, if you're the last place team of the league, you have to pay another entry fee. It's like, you're last, you got to pay even more.
Okay.
And so some of these leagues, though, if you finish dead last out of 12, 14, 16 teams, you have to do something embarrassing. And every year, so there's a couple funny stories. Like, one guy had to sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours.
I remember that.
Just eat, but he couldn't leave the Waffle House. It's like his own prison. For 24 hours, he could not leave the Waffle House.
Wow.
Pretty funny, right?
Yeah.
Here's a new one. At the end of this last fantasy season, Collins Moe from Charleston, South Carolina, was forced to go to Fargo, North Dakota. That was the bet. To go there alone, and they said, be miserable. I guess they think Fargo is cold. There's nobody there, and it's a sad place. Like, that's the general feeling. I can tell you from my experience, I love North Dakota. It's cold. That part's accurate. But love the people there. I've been there a few times. Well, he gets on an airplane. A connecting flight, obviously, because it's hard to get from Charleston to Fargo. And so I sit in through this at the airport, and Rich McFarlane, who is another dude on the plane, overheard him talking about his punishment. And he said, hey, I'm going to South Dakota State basketball game. Do you want to come? He's like, sure. So he goes to the game. While at the game, a local reporter heard the story posted on social media. Then, since South Dakota State was playing in Fargo, then the Fargo Force hockey team asked him to come to the game and drop a puck at center ice.
He's having a blast.
It just has turned into the greatest weekend for this guy. You know, all the other guys in his league are like, what?
This is supposed to be punishment.
This is some sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been rewarded now. That's but isn't hilarious. That a funny story that people are just making his weekend now? The source is Collins Moe. And... I just love that story that people were like, oh, you're supposed to have a bad time? Well, let us take care of you.
That's like when you guys sent Ray to spring break by himself and he had a blast.
He ended up staying with people. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we knew it was going to be fun. That was obvious. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, it wasn't a punishment. Yeah.
It wasn't a punishment, but we thought Ray would get there and be too old.
Yeah.
And he would go, you know what? Yeah, he would go, you know what? I was wrong. I don't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. Instead, he randomly just lived with people he found on the beach for a week and was like, this is the greatest time ever. So, love that story. Amy, your weekend plans are?
To be alone.
There you go. Now, she'll get invited somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I'm...
It's her birthday today.
Yes. It's my. I'm being intentional this weekend with that time and doing some self-care, inner and outer. So, I'll see y'all on Monday, all kinds of refreshed.
We hope she doesn't end up one of these bonehead stories that goes hiking alone in a foreign state and then has to go... Help, I don't know where I am.
Take your Apple Watch, because that's what saves a lot of these people.
And if you're riding your bike and you break a bone or something, it knows. Right. You can call.
Okay. Okay.
See that commercial?
Yeah, but I don't know that the Apple Watch I have is that advanced. I think you have to have the new one.
Oh.
Shoot.
Well, you're in trouble.
What about you?
Kaylin and I have a big date night tonight. Arkansas plays tomorrow night.
Lots of basketball. But
I'm balancing it out. So I'm balancing basketball with basketball. So Friday's basketball, then I do Saturday's equal out of basketball. So it's even.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then, but Sunday, just to keep it honest, there'll be more basketball.
Oh, just to keep it balanced.
I just want to make sure that my life is balanced. She achieved. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And until then, goodbye, friends.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.